Welcome to 43rd and Woodland, the intersection where family and science forge together. I'm Jared Hunter, class of 2016.
And I am Sean Ahern, class of 2019, and we're your hosts. Excited to bring you another episode for your personal and professional development. Today on 43rd and Woodland, we're doing something a little different to close out the year.
That's right. Hopefully most of you know that we put out a call for folks to send us happy holiday greetings to share with the entire USciences community. So today we'll be chatting about our holiday favorites, traditions, and everything in between. And in between those in-betweens, you get a chance to hear from the rest of the USciences community as well. Starting out, Sean, I'm going to put you in the hot seat. Tell me a little bit, what is your favorite holiday movie, if you had to pick one?
If I had just one.
I mean, it could be more than one, but
okay. No. We can do just one here because there's so many. Yeah,
there's so many.
Yeah, I mean, there's Home Alone. Mm-hmm. There's The Grinch. Can't beat that one.
Top one.
But you know what? Buddy the Elf is near and dear to my heart. I know our listeners out there can't see the sweatshirt that I have in my room right now. I'm showing it up to Jared as we speak.
I see it.
But if I had to give everyone an explanation, it is a light blue ugly sweater. I got this from Marshall's for, I think it was like $10, which is awesome. But I don't know why it was so cheap. And it's the
probably because of the way it looks.
No. I would wear this every day if I could.
Well,
but the fact that it has my favorite quote too, saying "Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad."
That was good.
From Mr. Norwal.
Thanks, Mr. Norwal. That was a good impression.
Thank you.
I love that Norwal.
Mm-hmm.
It was hilarious.
He's literally only on there for 5 seconds of the entire movie.
But game changer
every time.
He changed.
You couldn't have any. Game. I mean, what else? If something else popped up, it wouldn't make any sense.
No. At this point, it wouldn't. I mean, we're talking about, 2003 that this movie came out? This is baked into the memory of the social conscious now.
Mm-hmm. It is. The one and only Mr. Norwal.
The one and only.
but what about you? What's your favorite holiday movie?
Honestly, this is so tough. So I think one of my all-time favorites would definitely be How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Mm-hmm. So two things. One, I'm talking about the 2000 version with Jim Carrey. Yeah. But you know, it's funny. I like to listen to the late 60s version because sometimes they'll play it on the radio because it's like 20 minutes long. It's like a 20 minute special.
Yeah.
And I just like to listen to it. Like, it's fun to listen to. It's like someone's telling you a story.
Is it basically the same story though? I've never listened to the 60s one. I was worried you're going to say you still have a VHS player and you just like pop it in.
Well, you know, I have a VHS player. Don't. Now everyone knows that I have a VHS player. Yeah. You just put me on the spot.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean, the plot is pretty much the same, but in the 2000 version, I feel like they make fun of the script from the original a little bit more.
Okay.
Because there's times where the Grinch is rhyming and he kind of breaks the fourth wall and realizes that he's rhyming. It's just a little funnier that way.
Okay.
I'd have to say the Grinch.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to have to watch. If you have it on VHS, I mean, you do have a player. Maybe it still exists out there. I would love to watch that with you.
Yeah, I've got to find it. If I find it, I'll hit you up.
Okay.
That's that will start the holiday tradition. And you can make fun of my VHS player while we do it.
Look, I mean, I don't know if it still exists, but anyone out there listening, if you have the VHS version of the 1960s Grinch, you know where to find us. Yeah.
Come on by. I've got everything else we need.
Seriously.
Hi, this is Stephanie Pham, actress and model for YouTube channel Art School Dropouts and graduate of 2015's Pharmaceutical and Healthcare Business Program. Wishing everyone a safe and happy holiday.
And by the way, for those of you who haven't listened to the episode where Stephanie was actually highlighted, Sean and I did a series of episodes back in July called the Proven Everywhere series, where we met with alumni who took non-traditional paths after graduating from USciences. So I think that was episode 10 that we did with Stephanie. Give that episode a listen. She's doing amazing work with her organization, Art School Dropouts, and highly recommend both that episode and following along with Art School Dropouts work.
Yeah, seriously. And we had to start off with our first holiday message from Steph. She was awesome on the podcast, episode 10. It's so nice to hear her voice too. So what's up, Steph? Hope you're listening to this one right now. And
happy holidays.
Glad we're able to. Yeah, seriously, happy holidays to you too.
Yay. All right. So what about your favorite holiday tradition?
Ooh, that's a tough one. There's so many different types of festivities that go on during the holiday season. Sure. So for people that don't know, my mom's side is Jewish. And so we celebrate Hanukkah, as Hanukkah usually is typically around the holiday season. So right. I'll never forget the times of just lighting the menorah and doing the first day of Hanukkah. And of course, when I was a kid, it was awesome. And everyone hated me because I celebrated Hanukkah and Christmas. Yeah, and so I got double the presents. Way too many.
Yeah, way too many.
I got the 7 days, and then like Christmas was like the grand finale.
Right.
But recently, I think the most memorable tradition as of I'm actually just did it today is I've been driving up to my girlfriend's house the past 5 years. And for some reason, we just started building a gingerbread house together. Not even a competition, because everyone knows she would blow me out of the water.
She would, yeah.
I mean, there's not a creative bone in my
sausage
body.
Sausage fingers. The
sausage fingers. My hands are pretty small, sir.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to still get you back for the VHS thing.
Okay, fine. We'll take it.
Where I saw it.
What we actually just did right now is create our fifth gingerbread house this year. So
you got to take. Do you take pictures every year and see how they successively get better?
You know what? We should. That'd actually be a really good idea, because Gina has now given me the responsibility of decorating the roof.
Yeah.
Which is a huge one. I mean, everyone sees the roof.
That's a promotion right there.
Of course, I mess it up every time and she has to fix it. But I guarantee you, if we went back the past 5 years, that I'd probably done the roof the same way every time, because that's all I know how to do.
It's just the tried and true method.
Yeah.
You can't mess it up. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
And what about you? What's your favorite holiday tradition?
So a lot of people who know me know that I love Christmas, and I'm that kind of person who starts listening to Christmas music in September. The first fall wind that blows, I'm turning on like Vince Guaraldi's Charlie Brown special. So probably, I guess, like a mini tradition I'd say is the music. No. But I think my favorite Christmas tradition proper. So my family and I, we usually celebrate on Christmas Eve. I think they still do it. On TBS, which is like a local cable station, they always play a 24-hour marathon of A Christmas Story, the Red Ryder action BB gun.
Yep.
And we always play it. And we don't necessarily watch it from beginning to end, because I think it starts at 8 p.m. And by that point, we've all ate. We're all just kind of fat and lazy at that point. So we don't necessarily pay attention to it. But it's always on. We always just have to turn it on. And it's either on in the background, or we'll watch it together for half an hour or something. But it's my favorite thing to do, just knowing that this is going to be A Christmas Story is on starting at 8. And we always have to turn it on. It's probably one of my favorite things.
That's awesome. Yeah, I haven't watched that movie in so long, but I can relate to that one. I have seen that one a few times.
It's a good one.
No, definitely a good one. That's and also, correct me if I'm wrong, this is your second Christmas in your house?
I guess it would be, yeah, our second Christmas, because we moved in last spring.
I have a feeling you're one of those people that decorate the house right after Thanksgiving. Like maybe even before. I wouldn't be surprised.
This year I got lucky. And I got to decorate a little earlier. It was like a week before Thanksgiving.
There you go.
It was a good compromise. It's the small things.
Definitely.
The holiday season.
I feel like I can start seeing the inflatable Santa or something out there.
We've got the 7-foot llama in the front yard. We've got a 7-foot llama.
I did see that on Facebook. I did.
I remember the caption that I made. I said, my girlfriend's worst nightmare is me with a steady income, especially around the holidays. So. Uh-huh.
100%. I can definitely see that.
This is Andrew Mina from the Farm D Class of 2017, wishing all the 43rd and Woodland listeners a happy holidays.
Hey, it's Isaac Hutchinson, Class of 2019 Pharmaceutical Sciences graduate. Just wanted to wish everybody a happy holidays. I hope you're all safe and well. Let's hope that 2021 is a lot better than 2020.
Hey everyone, Justin here, Farm D 2019. Wishing everyone the best of luck in these troubling times. Also looking forward to having, hopefully, a much better 2021. Looking out to really hang out with all of you guys again at some point, and maybe have a Jaxbox tournament. Have a happy holiday, and see you soon.
Awesome. So who you just heard from there is Andrew Mina, Isaac Hutchinson, and Justin George. Thank you guys for sending in your holiday message. It's pretty funny. So for those who aren't the PharmD class of 2019, I believe it was him. It was him, a group of friends. And I have to give a shout out to Gunho, who was also a member of our class. And I just remember we had breaks. We had like a 10-minute intermission between our P&T lectures, because I think it was a 2-hour lecture. And remember, everyone remembers those days. It was a long day when you had that 2-hour lecture. And one day he went to the podium during this intermission while the teacher was not there and just went on Jackbox. I guess he had an account. And we specifically played Murder Party. I looked forward to that every PNT. And shout out to Isaac, too. He was a Pi Lambda Phi brother. We actually lived in the house at the same time. So nice to hear from him, too. Happy holidays to you, too, Isaac.
Isaac, you know, I've known him since his freshman year. He's a great guy. And Andrew as well. Andrew's killing it. I think he's up in North Jersey right now. You know what? I just read an article that Andrew was the first to deliver the Moderna vaccine at his hospital. So big shout out to everybody who is in a frontline position during this time. We appreciate you so much in the work that you're all doing, putting yourself in harm's way to keep us safe. So seriously, shout out to Andrew. Happy holidays to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Love to hear that. But look, now I'm putting you back on the hot seat. Your favorite holiday meal / food.
This is one that I've had tried and true for a while too. So I call it the Sacred Four. Right, for my favorite holiday meal. And this also applies to Thanksgiving, mind you. So,
okay.
So you've got ham, sweet potatoes, not yams, baked mac and cheese, and collard greens. If I have those four things on a plate, especially if my mom or my aunt is cooking them, I could honestly, if I could eat one meal for the rest of my life, it would be that. My life would be a little bit shorter.
Yeah, but just a little bit.
But it would be worth it. It would be a much sweeter life. So I gotta say the Sacred Four. It's ham, sweet potatoes, mac and cheese, and collard greens. That's it.
You know what? I would agree with those four. I would agree.
Okay.
I would agree. All right. Look, the Sacred Four plus one.
Okay.
I'll call it. You know, I'm not gonna call it the Sacred Five. What's that then? One dessert you go for?
All right, so
you have the Sacred Four, you have the base, you have everything here, but of course you have room for dessert.
It would have to be a pie. It's got to be either pumpkin or sweet potato. But I feel like if it's sweet potato, it has to be homemade. I can deal with store-bought pumpkin pie, but there's something about store-bought sweet potato pie that just feels like sacrilegious to me. So if it's homemade, if the whole meal is homemade, then I'm going with sweet potato pie.
Okay. I definitely agree. I mean, it's missing the one ingredient of love. You know, you can't just buy store-made pie. You know, it has to be homemade.
That's right. It's the love
that goes
into it. Or it's the cinnamon. I don't know. It could be either one. It could be either one, but whatever it is, it's great.
Yeah. Has Ashley perfected her homemade pies yet? Or is it like someone specifically that has to make the pie for you?
Oh, no. Well, Ashley's baker extraordinaire. I'm not worried about the desserts. The rest of the meal, she gave a crack at the mac and cheese a couple times, which came out pretty well.
Okay.
I actually cooked the collard greens based on my grandmother's recipe for the first time 2 years ago. They came out amazing, if I do say so myself.
Wow.
But we haven't really ventured too much in trying to cook those meals ourselves. We let the professionals handle that.
Course, I completely understand. And dude, that's a huge undertaking to follow your grandma's recipe and still cook it as well. Dude, shout outs to you. You have to give yourself some more credit here.
We'll see. I haven't done it after that. That was one. It was
one and done. Retired.
It was one and done. I was like, I don't know if I should try this. Maybe I got lucky. We'll see. We'll test the fates again in a couple years, maybe.
That is awesome.
And you said, so your favorite holiday meal would pretty much match up.
So it would. Here's the issue. The next time that we see each other, my grandma's potato latkes. So going back to the Hanukkah tradition here.
I dig.
The best thing I think I've ever tasted.
All right, so you got to tell me the secret. So how have you ever seen her like make? What's the process? Because I tried potato latkes once.
You know what? It's actually hilarious because for the past 2 years, I've told her that I'll come over early to watch her make the potato latkes or just mash up the potatoes and see what she does.
Right.
And every year I miss my opportunity. It's really a shame. So this year I said, Grandma, it needs to happen.
Yeah.
That I have to do it. But of course I missed it this year too, unfortunately, because I wasn't able to go in. She had like gave them to me out the door and that was it. But I think it's honestly as simple as just mashing the potatoes. I think she uses some kind of recipe to put it all together and to make that taste. But it's actually a really, I was actually talking to her about it this time because I was like, Grandma, like, I don't know why your potato latkes are the same. They taste just as good every year. Like, there's no change.
Right?
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And the funniest story And she's like, well, I've been using the same pan for over 30 years. I'm like, wait, what? You've been using the same pan? She goes, yeah, your grandfather and I were at a carnival down in South Carolina. And I don't know what game they were playing. I don't know what they did at carnivals back 30 years ago. They played some game and the prize they won was that pan.
Wow. What a time to be alive.
And why ever not? Since yeah. then, she's been using the same pan.
It's a sacred pan.
Sacred pan.
It's the South Carolina sacred pan.
It is. It is.
Well, that's an amazing story, honestly.
Yeah, I know. I just learned that story this year when I asked her about it.
I love
it. So
that.
Funny.
Hi, everyone. My name is Akhilesh Sivakumar, and I'm a second-year oncology pharmacy resident at Emory University Hospital Midtown Winship Cancer Institute. I'd like to give a huge shout-out to Sean and Jared for the opportunity to be featured on this podcast, and really wanted to take this time to wish a safe and healthy Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all my family and friends. I know 2020 has been a tough year for all of us with the pandemic and all the changes it's brought to our lives, but I do think that 2021 will bring with it a lot more prosperity and positivity. So I hope everybody enjoys the last bit of 2020 and has a happy holidays surrounded by your family, friends, and loved ones. And until next time.
Hey, this is John dropping by on the podcast. Always supporting my buddy Sean. Just want to say, great podcast, always great work. Just wanted to give a big holiday shout out to all of our 2017 Johns Hopkins summer interns. Great pharmacists, but even better people. So always so thankful to have been able to cross paths with y'all. And hope everybody's still doing well, which I know that you are. But happy holidays, everybody.
Aki, John, what is up, guys? Thank you for sending the holiday message. Appreciate both of you. Happy holidays to both you two. And a huge congratulations to Aki, who just actually proposed to his fiance right after the Thanksgiving break.
Wow, proposed to her. Congrats.
So congrats to both. Congrats to him. John, nice hearing from you. And to all of the 2017 intern class at the Johns Hopkins Hospital, happy holidays to all of you. Great time, great summer, so much fun. Happy holidays to all of you. Back to Jared on the hot seat.
You're getting good.
Exactly where I want him to be.
All right, hit me.
All right. Favorite U-Sciences holiday memory?
I have one. I'm thinking of a few. So there is I don't remember what the actual name of it is. I only remember the acronym, but there's the HMS school right around the corner from campus in West Philly. So this is a school that primarily serves school-age children with cerebral palsy. I forget exactly how I got connected or involved with this group of students that ended up going to HMS to just like volunteer and donate some time. I think it was the Ketones. It might've been the Ketones, the a cappella group that I was a part of. And if any Ketones members are listening, hi, I love you and happy holidays. But we got that group together to actually go and do some caroling. And it was their square dancing night. We went to go sing some Christmas carols. And we ended up staying afterwards. We got invited to stay and do the square dancing. And it was the most amazing thing. And I remember it fondly. So it was a very nice holiday for us to be able to volunteer and to give back, but also just to make a lasting memory like that.
Yeah, that's incredible. And you've always given back, Jared. I've always loved that about you. And I mean, I have to give a plug too for the Ketones. I remember the Ketones when I was in school there. You guys were awesome.
Yeah.
Guys did so much. And it was so cool listening to you guys. Oh, yeah, definitely.
It was fun. It was the best 2 years of my life being with them. They were amazing friends. And we still talk to this day. We actually used to have, that should be another memory. We used to have Ketones giving and like holiday parties. We haven't done it in a few years, but we would all get together during the holidays and actually like do potlucks. We should do that again soon.
That's incredible. And thank you, Kathleen, for getting Jared involved into the Ketones.
Yes, thanks, Kathleen.
Yes.
Love you.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. We love you.
Yeah, love you.
What about you? I'm going to put you in the hot seat now.
Ugh. Favorite U-Sciences holiday memory? Definitely insomnia cookies in a snowstorm come to mind plenty of times.
Can we just appreciate the fact that there were people who would ride their bikes in snowstorms to deliver warm cookies?
And they were warm every time. Warm. I never understood that. I mean, you always ordered it, but then you never knew what you were really getting until it was there. Like, I mean, yeah, you knew you were getting the chocolate chip.
Right.
But once you finally taste it, you're like,
this is not the normal chocolate chip cookie.
No. Look, I mean, I know I just hyped up my grandma so much, but she makes incredible chocolate chip cookies. But, I mean, her insomnia, they're pretty close.
Tied? Man.
You know what, grandma, I don't think she knows how to work podcasts or listen to them. She's not so listening. I hope she doesn't listen to this.
You're never going to find out how to make those potato latkes out of
it. Definitely not.
She's definitely not going to tell you.
But besides insomnia cookies, I would say doing the toy drive for Pylon Defy during the holiday season.
Yeah.
I remember we did it for a few years that fell off. And then when I became president the year after, I decided to bring it back. And I think all the brothers wanted to bring it back.
Nice.
And I think it was maybe over 200 toys. And you never know what to expect for toy drives, as you probably could guess, because you drop off the boxes, you kind of advertise as much as you can, and then you kind of see what happens.
Right.
But I mean, huge shout out to the rest of the brothers just spreading the word. But even more importantly, I really think it came down to like the dean's office, the faculty there that would just, you would just walk by, and as they're going in and out of classes, the faculty, they would just drop off a toy or two.
Wow.
And it was incredible. And seeing the looks on all those kids' faces when you drop it off, I mean, you kind of felt like Santa in a way doing that. So it was a cool experience.
And kudos to you for starting that, having the initiative, you know, jumping into a leadership position and having the initiative to bring that back. That's great. Because it does. It changes a kid's holiday for you guys to be able to do over 200. You touch a lot of families doing that, especially tough time of year for some families. So that's awesome that you guys were able to do that.
Just giving back at this time. I mean, those little things would, I mean, even I bet you those faculty members didn't realize just dropping off that small toy or two made such an impact on those kids' lives, which was incredible.
Yeah, it is pretty great. It's awesome. And shout out to all the faculty and staff at U Sciences this holiday season. We love everything you do. We care about you. Happy holidays.
Wishing all students and fellow alumni a happy and a safe holiday.
Hey guys, my name is Tim Little. I graduated with my bachelor's in pharmaceutical sciences 2018. I'm currently a first-year graduate student at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. I'm definitely missing some of my friends from college now. Singh, Andrew, Garrett, and Sean, miss you guys a lot. And you've been lucky enough that I haven't been able to whoop you in ping pong this past year, but lots of L's coming soon for you in 2021. I hope everyone has a happy holidays and a healthy new year.
Shout out to Joe and Tim. I know both of those guys. I love them dearly. They're great. Joe was actually a resident of mine for years. And I love the fact that Tim has all the confidence in the world to say that he whooped you in ping pong consistently. I would love to see that recreated in real time at some point.
No comment. Cool. So before I was an RA, I had an RA. Great guy.
I remember him.
And he had a way of like getting connected with his residents, you know, and on a personal touch and in any way possible. If people don't know, Jared was my RA. I've shared that many a times before. Fast forward, when I became an RA, I was like, you know what?
Right.
There has to be something where I'm able to connect with my residents on a personal level somehow. And I'll never forget one of the nights I was on the night shift, we'll call it, where you're doing a round when we were at Goodman. Everyone remembers the little rec area where they had the ping pong table and the pool table.
Yep.
So, of course, that was part of my route. I had to go down there and check. And my residents, Tim included, Andrew was down there. I think he also gave a shout out to Singh, was down there. Garrett was down there. They were playing ping pong. I was just kind of confused why they were playing ping pong at 12 o'clock at night, but I nothing else better to do. Yeah, which is completely fine. Rather have them do that besides making noise in the room, which was right next to me. But that's besides the point. So they were talking so much smack to me, saying, oh Sean, man, play ping pong. And little did they know, going back even further now,
right,
that back during the Christmas time when I would visit my dad, he had like a little community area, and then there'd be a ping pong table, pool table there. So growing up, he taught me how to play ping pong, told me how to play pool.
Nice.
But no one knew this about me. No one knew I had this
hidden talent.
So I didn't hustle. I embarrassed all. And that was my way to getting to know my residents, that every time I did my rounds, they would always be down there and tell me to play ping pong. And so ever since then, Tim has had his vendetta out for me to beat me in ping pong.
Tim Little knows where to find Sean, so I'm not even worried.
He does. I will say a but though, because he bought a paddle. He bought like a $100 paddle just to beat me.
Oh, okay.
And so when he plays with that paddle, then he's going to beat me. But that's just cheating.
Honestly, if I knew that he bought, I would let him win. at that point,
just to get his pride up,
For $100, you deserve to win. You already won when you bought the paddle.
100%
concession. Well, so, good for you, Tim. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
So if I wasn't proud of you before, I am now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm going to put you in the hot seat first because I want to see what kind of answer I'm supposed to be giving.
Okay.
So what's the one snow day that you remember vividly? Your favorite snow day?
I think I need to go back because, I mean, there's so many snow days when I was at U Sciences. I grew up in South Jersey. So mm-hmm. fortunately, we had a good run of years. Yeah, decent snow days, yeah. As well as a lot of snow. But I will never forget, I think, our first, I would say, snow dump of at least like 12 inches of snow. And you know what? I could be exaggerating it. It probably was 5 inches, and I was 8 years old, and I was like, oh, this is 12 inches. It's huge. But
it's
you know
what?
The
scale of the thing.
Yeah. I mean, my dad was shoveling off the driveway as well as the steps to get onto the backyard. And I'll never forget when he took his first step, half of his leg was like gone in the snow. And I was like, no way, this is awesome. And I had a golden retriever, rest in peace, Duke. He passed away my sophomore year of high school. But so I had him for like 13 years.
Nice.
But he was a young stud then. He wasn't a pup anymore.
Right.
But my dad would tie up the sled to him, push me around. I wasn't that big of a kid. Push me around and making my first ever igloo.
Oh, wow.
During that time. I mean, as you can imagine, again, it's not like you think it's like the legit igloos you see in TVs and stuff, but no, not even close.
I mean, were you able to like go inside and like
sit?
Okay. Well,
100%.
That counts.
Yeah. No, definitely. I remember building the igloo, sitting in there, and my dad yelling me to come inside. And I was like, no, this is my home.
Yeah.
You can't just take me out of my house.
Right. Like I built this house with my
hours.
Hands.
Yeah. And he... And that's when I know how flimsy of an igloo it was. He literally just stuck his hand through the igloo and just pulled me out.
Oh,
and that was
no.
it. That was it for my
he
igloo.
He was done with that snow. I can guarantee your dad was done with that snow the moment he lost his leg in tennis. So for the fact that you were trying to live in an igloo, I would probably grip you up too. I do not blame him.
What about you?
So our apartment complex, we lived in a part of the apartment where, you know, in Philly, when you're walking down the street and you see those ground level entrances into the basement and some storefronts, it was almost like that, but it was wooden doors that led down to God knows what. And so my siblings and I would always play on it when it wasn't open. And I remember this particular snow day, we had so much snow that we were able to throw each other off of this thing and we wouldn't get hurt. So we literally just spent an hour. Mind you, this is before cell phones were really important. This was our day. And we were literally just throwing each other off of this ledge for an hour into the snow. And it was the greatest thing until all the snow got flattened and then it wasn't safe to throw each other off this thing anymore.
Yeah.
That was the best snow day that I can remember because we just wasted an hour just throwing each other violently off of the top of this wooden platform into the snow. It was great.
Oh my goodness. That is awesome.
Hi everyone. My name is Pooja. I graduated from U Sciences in May of 2017 from the Doctor of OT program. Just wanted to wish everyone a happy holidays and a very healthy, safe season ahead. Looking forward to a brand new year. Be safe.
Shout out to Pooja. We really appreciate you sending us a message. Always great to hear from you. Pooja is a part of the Young Professionals Organization, of which both Sean and I are also a part. And if you don't know, I'm going to pass it off to Sean to talk a little bit about what YPO is all about. But thank you, Pooja. We love you and happy holidays.
Yeah, seriously. And I'm going to say it. If you don't know, now you know about YPO. What do you think? Do you like? I think that should be.
I don't know. Is there a copyright issue there too?
Definitely.
We'll look into it.
We'll look into it. But if you don't know about YPO, now you know about it. I mean, we've been talking about it for a pretty long time now, ever since our first episode. YPO is a young professionals organization, and really is that I would really say this connection between alumni and the student body, and even more importantly, that bridge before professionals just graduating from the university and trying to excel their career in any way possible, both personally and professionally. Mm-hmm. And so what the YPO is there to do is to help bridge that gap between the alumni and the university, and more importantly, be that advocate to help transcend your careers in any shape or form. And so that's the great thing about being a part of this organization. We listen to you. the people that are listening to this podcast, the alumni out there, even students out there. We're making a huge push for students this upcoming year to hear your voices and see what you want us to do.
Pretty great. And like Sean said, it's a great way to connect with other people, whether it's the same class, the same major, same area. We actually have a lot of alumni all across the country. And so this is a great way to connect with folks who have some kind of common interest with you as either USciences alumni or current students, whether they've, you know, turned into grad students or faculty. What YPO is all about is just, like Sean said, making those connections and building those bridges. So if you want more information, please hit us up. We are happy to plug you into what we're doing. 2021, despite the pandemic, is going to be a very big year for a lot of reasons. We've got the bicentennial coming up, naturally Founders Day, which happens in the beginning of the year, MLK Day. We're kicking off 2021 from the jump. So we'd love to have you all get involved and reach out if you want more information about how to do so.
Yeah. And even just directly reach out to either Jared and I. You can reach out even on this podcast or even reaching out to Casey Ryan in terms of getting more involved, but more the merrier. We love to have motivated alumni and even students that want to come on board and make a difference.
Yeah.
So please don't hesitate to reach out.
Absolutely.
Hi, everyone. It's Kayla Ojeda, and I graduated from USciences this past May 2020 from the PharmD program. And currently, I'm a marketing fellow at Novocure, which is a pharmaceutical company in New York City. And I just want to wish everybody a happy and healthy holidays. And hopefully, 2021 bodes well for all of us.
This is Kevin Hennessy, graduate of 2008 with a PharmD from the University of the Sciences. I'm currently the owner and the pharmacist of the Compounding Pharmacy in Westchester, Pennsylvania. My most vivid memories are 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. exams at the old gym, spending way too much time in the track and turf. And I wish everyone just a happy holidays.
Hey everyone, my name is Whitney Lee, and I am a USciences grad, part of the class of 2020 for the Doctor of Pharmacy program. And I'm currently a PGY1 pharmacy resident at the University of North Carolina Medical Center. And just wanted to wish everyone a happy holidays, Merry Christmas. A special shout out to Sean and Jared for this awesome podcast.
Hi, this is Victor Pack, PharmD candidate of 2022, here at the lovely offices of PyLM Defy. I'm wishing everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Veso Shvionti Shtenshli Vego Novego Roku. Though our Christmas dinners can't be as big as we'd like them to be this year, we can still take the time to be grateful for the people and things that bring us peace and joy, even in the face of 2020.
Great. Finishing off this episode, listening from Kayla, Kevin, Whitney, and Victor, thank you all so much for your awesome holiday messages. I couldn't have ended the episode any other way. I think it's time for us to give our little holiday message. What do you think?
Should we?
I think we can. Well, I mean, they did it way better than us. I mean,
that's true.
But for me, I think they've all said it perfectly. Have a happy and safe holiday season. Really holiday break. Some of you may be on break. I know some of our students are already off for the semester, so congratulations for wrapping up this semester.
Well done.
And really looking forward to, as Jared said, 2021.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I would definitely echo those same thoughts and sentiments. This year has been pretty tough for a lot of us, but we do truly and deeply want to wish you all happy, safe, and healthy holiday season. And we're so very excited to see what 2021 has in store for each and every one of you individually and the work that we're all going to do together. So stay safe during this season. We love you. We thank you.